This is Lancer Radio at lancerradio.org, and you're listening to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. We are counting down to September 28th. This is, if I'm counting correctly, the 14th Pride Festival for San Gabriel Valley Pride, started in 2001. Is that correct, Mitch?
Under this incarnation, yes. It's actually our 20th year regarding Pride in the San Gabriel Valley in Pasadena. It started actually the same day as the March on Washington in April of 1993, which was on the steps of City Hall, which then segued into that October, the first actual gay pride festival in Pasadena, which was under Catalyst, which became Pasadena Pride. Over the course of the years, it had moved around, was fairly successful, and when most of the board of that group had moved mostly to San Diego, of all places, Aaron, Chris, and a woman who now lives in Michigan basically reformed San Gabriel Valley Pride and had the first real Pride event since then back in 2011.
20 years. Happy 20 anniversary. Years. This is great.
Thank you.
Now, when this comes up on the 28th, I don't want to forget to mention that we have something special happening through the library. Would you tell me about this, please, Mitch? Chris, I'm going to pick on you.
Yeah, I know a little bit more only because I've been a little more involved. Mitch really focuses on cars. Which is great. But the City Library, Pasadena City Library, this year has a project called We the People. And it's about collecting the spoken histories of people in the community in Pasadena about their life's experience in Pasadena. And so we reached out, and they took our hand, and so they're going to be at the event recording the histories of LGBT people here in Pasadena. What has their life been like? What were key moments? And that will all become part of the city's official archives at the library. So it's a wonderful opportunity for the LGBT community, specifically in Pasadena this year, to talk about their experiences here in Pasadena. And the hope is that it'll be successful enough that they will be able to get funding next year to broaden it to the entire San Gabriel Valley. But this year, the focus is the city of Pasadena.
That is really cool.
It's awesome.
What has been a key moment, I'm going to suggest, for the Pride Festival and for you, working with Pride Festival for you as a gay person and making a statement with what you do to the community?
Well, working with this event, it's specifically been, it's a different type of pride. And in fact, that's a tagline that we use. Most of your listeners are probably very familiar with the large urban pride celebrations that go on. They're very celebratory. They usually happen in a boys' town or a very gay-friendly area, a geographic area. When you're in the suburbs, though, you outreach to communities who are disenfranchised, who are shunned even. And it's difficult and challenging to get people to feel comfortable about coming to a public space and celebrating who they are. And so it's been a very difficult road from an event standpoint to get a crowd at the event since 2001. We started simply as a picnic in 2001 because we were days after 9/11 2001. So I think the rewarding thing is that each year I see it grow. And it's been a wonderful experience to see that. I was president of LA Pride for 5 years, and that is a large urban pride celebration and very much in the template of large pride celebrations. And it's real easy to get sponsors there. It's real easy to get the community out there because they're used to going there to that community, to that area to celebrate. It's different here in Pasadena and the San Gabriel Valley area. People are much more about home and hearth. They do want to celebrate, but maybe not so overtly. And so it's really more about lifestyle, really about lifestyle and finding the things that they do in their daily lives and building on those and just making a fun street fair environment.
If things go exactly like you would love them to on September 28th, what size crowd will you get and what message will Pride is put across the community?
Well, you know, 20,000. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
That'd be nice.
The city are freaking right now. We guesstimate that we'll attract between 500 and 1,000. So if it exceeds 1,000, that would be awesomely wild. I mean, that would be beyond my wildest dreams. But, you know, if we get between 500 and 1,000, we're good. We've planned for that. We should be able to accommodate. Certainly Memorial Park is large enough, has wonderful facilities. It's a great place to do something, and it is centric to public transportation, with the Gold Line and the Arts Line and Metro and Foothill all having it's almost like a terminal for those public transportation services. So I think we've come back to a great venue. The city has made it reasonably affordable for us. The costs here at PCC were kind of rising, but also the challenge here at PCC is that it's really kind of hidden. Even though it's a wonderful venue and we were able to do great things here, from an event standpoint, it's fabulous. But from a community standpoint, it's kind of hidden and insular, and we really wanted to get out into the public, as it were.
Out where people will see you when they go to get a cup of coffee, and they'll see you when they take their buses and such.
Right, exactly.
Mitch, I had been wondering, I remember last year among the community booths was a marriage equality booth. Well, now that Proposition 8 has been struck down,
yay.
What are some of the events and some of the issues that you'd really like to communicate to people with Pride is?
For me personally, it's just the sense of community. The one thing that I've gone to both, as Chris says, the urban prides as well as the smaller prides. And I personally get drawn to the smaller prides. I like the idea that every other booth is not like a swap meet trying to get my money. There's everything ranging from community services, including health issues. There's also churches. There's, as we mentioned earlier, pet adoption. But people show up with their kids, their families. People show up with their own pets. It's just more of a visibility type of atmosphere rather than let's just go there, get drunk, and see who I could meet. Given that, being, as Chris also mentioned, out in the park, the idea of just people being able to wander in, show up, be able to, absorb the environment is pretty much where I think it's all about.
I thought it was fantastic last year. So welcoming. Everybody could come, gay, straight. It was like, come celebrate with us. Come find out what we're about. I love that.
Precisely.
In our final moments here, what would you really love anyone listening to know about Pride is? Mitch, I'll start with you on this one.
Basically, that you don't have to go to West Hollywood or Long Beach to be out and gay and happy. We have a lot of people in the gay community here in Pasadena and the San Gabriel Valley. There are a lot of nesters. There are a lot of couples. I mentioned my car club, Great Autos of Yesteryear, that is helping us put this car show on. A lot of the people, both male and female, and non-gay couples live in the area and just don't feel welcomed going out to these other places, not because they're shunned, but because it's just a different environment. It's a party environment there as opposed to a community. I mean, it sounds like such the buzzword, like the word empowerment was 20 years ago. But it pretty much is. It's a sense of a belonging, a sense of just being comfortable who you are and where you are, rather than having to travel 45 minutes to an hour to feel comfortable.
Chris, I'm going to put the same question out to you as we wrap up here. What do you really want people to know about Pride is this year?
I think it's important that people realize the entire family is invited.
Yes.
It's a multi-generational event. It's built that way. The city library will also be providing activities for all generations, whether they be readings or arts and crafts. So they'll be there with their community outreach program as well. And, you know, we've built it with the support of the community. Wells Fargo Foundation, the David Geffen Foundation, Experience LA, the City of Pasadena, the Vroman's bookstore, obviously, the Fight magazine, Celebrity Cruises is going to be there with a luxury culinary and spa tour experience. So really, it's of the community for the community and hopefully by the community soon.
And hopefully people will come out and see it, and we'll be there. It's sgvpride.org. Once again, you and I have been listening today to Mitch Brayman and to Chris Ramirez. And very quick, Mitch, what would you like to say?
I just want to end with wishing Chris a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Chris.
I'm 21 finally. Yay!
It's nice to be 21. And you have been listening to Over Coffee. Once again, Pride is happening. It's free September 28th, Memorial Park, Holly and Raymond here in Pasadena. Be there. You'll have a great time. This is Dot Cannon with Over Coffee on LancerRadio.org.